The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist. There comes a point where having more than we need becomes a burden. We're overcompensated, overstuffed, swimming in the excess, looking for satisfaction in more or different. We live in a world where the prevailing belief is in scarcity. We don't believe we have enough time, enough energy, enough love, and we're all pretty certain we don't have enough money. Those beliefs drive us to overconsume, overspend, overeat, always thinking we still need more. We also buy into the myths that there's not enough to go around. More is definitely better, and the resignation of, that's just the way it is. We become burdened by our excess. It clutters our thinking and our lives as we become attached to our possessions and identify who we are by what we have. In the practice of sufficiency, we experience wealth in the action of sharing, giving, allocating, distributing, and nourishing the projects, people, and purpose that we believe in and care about with the resources that flow to us and through us. Accumulation in moderation, saving money and buying things we need, is part of a responsible approach to personal finances. But when holdings hold us back from using money in meaningful ways, then money becomes an end in itself and an obstacle to well-being. Money is only useful when it's moving and flowing, contributed and shared, directed and invested in that which is life-affirming. We can begin by turning our attention to making a conscious effort to use our money with life-affirming purpose, to nurture those people, organizations, projects, and products that represent our most soulful interests, and we can stop the flow of money toward those that debilitate or demean life or drag us down. We can be more financially generous with organizations and individuals doing good work that we want to support. Some of us may devote ourselves to public service or become advocates for socially responsible public spending on health, education, safety, and government. The mindset of scarcity and the longing for more will begin to lose its grip when we begin to make different choices. We each have the power to arrange life, to take a stand with our money and our life. Every moment of every day, we can bring this consciousness to our choices about our money, our time, and our talents, to take a stand for what we believe in. By Lynn Twist, from an interview on her book, The Soul of Money.